Hey there. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this here gender reveal. But I must give you a few disclaimers. You may hear a little bit of noise in the background. I'm actually on my lunch break. I am at Jersey Mike's grabbing a sandwich so that I can eat, you know. So you may hear the hustle and bustle of a fast food restaurant while I'm recording this. But that's okay. You have to get it how you live, right? So in order for me to produce content, sometimes I have to make sacrifices and do things that I don't want to, like record at a Jersey Mike's. Anyhow, stay tuned for a wonderful, juicy hashtag story time. So I went for my anatomy scan last Friday, and I had to go to maternal and fetal medicine just to check the baby's brain and spinal structure, just given my family history and my history as far as brain conditions and such. So we went to maternal and fetal medicine for the ultrasound, and it was really, really quick. I thought it was gonna be like really long, but I don't know. Faith and Joy were with me because Joy was playing hooky. I'm not gonna say she faked being sick at school, but she could have legit stayed. But I went and picked her up. Well, my husband went and picked her up early because she wasn't feeling well, and Faith had been suffering from a cold virus that whole week. So we were just hanging out. And so these two young ladies were with me, and they did good for the most part. Faith was very, very quiet, and she sat quietly and just did everything I said. Joy, on the other hand, was on the beach somewhere just living it up in the ultrasound room. She could not sit still, but it's fine. That's Joy, and I have learned to embrace Joy. Joy did a spectacular job based on the circumstances. Anyhow, as the ultrasound was being conducted, I just decided it would be best for me to tell the ultrasound tech that I was having a boy, because I know this, right? Because God spoke to me. And if you have not listened to, I think it's, I don't even know what it's called. I can't remember if it's a Dear Diary or a Story Time. I have to link it. But in one of those episodes, I expressed how God spoke to me through a vision and told me that I would be having a son, and I should name him Raphael. This is before I was pregnant. And I was like, okay, cool. So when I actually got pregnant, I told my husband this, about this vision, you know, that I'm going to have a boy. And God told me that I'm going to have a boy. And the Lord told me to name him Raphael. And Raphael means the Lord has healed. And Jehovah Rapha is the Lord of healing. You know, I'm explaining all this deep stuff to my husband, and he's like, well, the Lord ain't spoke to me, so I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's pretty much what he said in essence. How rude, right? So, have this ultrasound. So I'm telling you that to go back and listen to, you know, just the details of how God spoke to me before I even got pregnant. And I'll try to link it so that you can get back to that one. So anyhow, at this ultrasound, I thought it would be best for me to tell this ultrasound tech that I am pregnant with a boy, you know. So I tell her, hey, you know this is a boy, right? And she just kind of ignores me. It's like, oh, this is the baby's spine, and this is his bladder, and this is his tummy. Well, she didn't say his. She's like, this is baby's spine, and this is baby's bladder, and this is baby's tummy, you know, going through all this stuff or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, okay. She ignored me. So anyway, she's going through, you know, all these different organs. She checks the baby's heart and, you know, all this good stuff, and shows me the blood flow around the umbilical cord and all that kind of stuff. And then she goes, you're right. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, it's a boy. And I'm like, I told you. But it was just kind of like so nonchalant, like whatever. And so, yeah, we are having a boy. And the beautiful miracle in this is I had prayed before, you know, before like this day, like, and I said, God, like, I really need you to speak to my husband. If you if you really want me to name this baby Raphael, I'm gonna need you to speak to my husband the way you spoke to Joseph when Mary was pregnant. So, can you do that? And I didn't really think God was going to move as quickly as he did. I knew he would move and do the thing, answer my prayer, but I didn't think he would move that quickly. So, ultrasound happens. My husband's like, oh snap, it's a boy, you were right. Oh my gosh, you were right. Can't believe that you were right. And I'm like, dude, come on now. It's me. Of course I'm right. And he was like, well, you know, babe, I think that if the Lord told you you were having a boy and the Lord told you that you should name him Raphael, I think that we have to name him Raphael. We just need to figure out if it's going to be his first or his middle name. We need to figure out what the other name would be. And I'm like, all right, bet. So that just like really made my heart smile because I surrendered to what God had told me. I didn't waver. There were people that were trying to tell me I was having a girl, you know, so many different things that were trying to become distractions and tell me that, you know, the complete opposite of what God had told me. Even with my husband, I kind of was feeling a little discouraged at first when I told him about this vision and told him about the name Raphael and told him that we were having a boy. His doubt discouraged me a bit, and I was starting to waver, but I'm just glad that I held on and I didn't completely waver from that. And God's promises are so true. They're so true. It was just really sweet to see God move so fast on my behalf through my husband to say, you know what, babe, I think we should name him Raphael because the Lord has spoken to you, and I believe that now. So that's really sweet. I'm super excited, you guys. I feel pretty good besides being fatigued and, you know, having some discomfort like in my muscles or, you know, my joints or whatever, just from, you know, not sleeping comfortably or whatever it may be. That's pretty much it. No major health concerns. Because I went to maternal and fetal medicine, they did do an in-depth look at the baby, and they said that he looks perfect and that I will be able to push, and I have to consult an anesthesiologist to figure out if I can have an epidural or not because of Chiari malformation type 1. It's a congenital brain anomaly. That's why I had brain surgery a year ago. But the thing is, I was talking to the doctor and I'm like, that's great. I'm glad that other women with Chiari malformation have been able to push and get epidurals, but you don't really understand my situation. Not only do I have Chiari malformation or had Chiari malformation, I don't really know how that works once you get surgery. I really do think God has completely like restored my brain structure and spinal structure. But with my situation, having brain surgery, getting the type of brain surgery I had and certain vertebrae removed, and on top of that, contracting postoperative bacterial meningitis that likened to kill me and having to have an IND clean out, which is basically like a second brain surgery cleaning out infection from meningitis, I don't really know if an epidural is the move. Do you think that that's the move? And she's like, ooh, yeah, now that you say that, we really need to, you know, come up with some alternative plans and la la la. And I'm like, uh-huh. So the big thing now is, what does it look like to have a baby naturally? Not just vaginally, but vaginally and naturally. So yeah, y'all, I don't know. I believe that my labor and delivery experience is going to be one that is epically beautiful and in the presence of God. I feel like my labor, my delivery will happen in the presence of God. So I know it will be everything it needs to be. But I think that I really have to consult the Lord about what his vision for my labor and my delivery is and really search that out. Really meditate in that and just kind of go with it, because
Man, y'all, I just had surgery a year ago. Two brain surgeries a year ago. Almost died a year ago. Now I'm bringing forth life through God's perfect plan and through his will. So, I mean, come on now. He got me. You know, I know some people are skeptical. Like, how you gonna do this without an epidural? Listen, I have been through some stuff, okay? I'm not saying it's gonna be completely pain-free. I am believing for that. But I don't know what the Lord's vision is for me in this situation. I have heard of Supernatural Childbirth. There's an awesome book called Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize that I had been reading. I've been following a sister named Kiera Blazer on YouTube and on her podcast through Google Podcast and her website. And it's her ministry is called A Heavenly Welcome. And she just talks about giving birth in the presence of God, and even what that looks like, be it excruciating pain or be it no pain at all, like she just helps you embrace whatever comes, which I think is beautiful. And there's another mommy I'm following on YouTube called Full Joy Mom, I believe, and she is just spectacular. These are Holy Spirit filled women that believe God for everything in their lives, from their children to their marriages to how they're going to get through the next 30 minutes of parenting or whatever it is. So I'm just grateful that I have those resources. So yes, we're having a boy. Now stay tuned if you would like, because I do have a confession. I have been slipping into hashtag mom guilt lately, with school starting back and with all the hustle and bustle of making lunches and making sure clothes are out and bathing kids and doing hair and making sure everybody has the food they need so they don't have an allergic reaction, and putting on ointments and making cocoa butter and all kind of different things so that my kids can be set up to win. I have slipped into hashtag mom guilt. And I wrote a poem about this. Just, I would call this poem A Mommy's Demise. And it's just a very intense emotional poem about the circles that moms can go through when they feel like they're out of control, when everything is just in upheaval, and the joy that comes when you realize that you just need to take time. So stay tuned for this poem. Thank you guys so much for your love and your encouragement about the new baby. We're excited about the new baby. I think I'm so excited, because y'all don't understand where I've come and how far I've come within a year's time, battling anxiety and depression from this traumatic brain surgery, this traumatic brain injury. When I say brain injury, during my first surgery, I actually had a brain injury in surgery. My cerebellum was inadvertently lacerated. And so it's so many different things that I've had to heal from, and anxiety is intense. So I'm grateful. God is good. He is love. He is light. And he loves me. And he loves you. So stay tuned for this poem if you like. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey there, storytellers. It's me, Brittany Elizabeth Murray. And I've got to be honest. I am pregnant with baby number 6. Also, I work full time outside the home. And the other 5 kids, they have to go to daycare, which is becoming quite expensive. Now, I'm trying to take this podcast to the next level, okay? And I need your help. I can't do this by myself. So the way you can help me is by submitting a donation to the Once Upon Her Mind podcast. So by the time this baby number 6 is born, I'll be able to reach my goal of becoming a stay-at-home mom that works full-time. My goal in life, my largest goal, is to be able to cultivate other storytellers. The sting of my soul. The soles of my feet after I finally sit in defeat of my worst enemy. Me, myself, and I. Yet she won again. As my children watch the fight like live HBO in living color, explicit as me in this cast iron toss hands for handle and the bustle of catching the bread at the last minute before it burns to a crisp, and the explanation I feel I have to give to the many mouths in eager expectation for these biscuits. And they're not kind. No, nah, they're ruthless, because they are in starvation from their last snack 30 minutes ago.
And yet I validate their ungracious nature because surely there's something wrong with me. Or maybe it's the guilt trip I constantly ride and visit, tripping and flipping out on everything breathing in my house. It's like everything could be all good. And then I snap because I am so exhausted. Try doing life while riding the bench of hashtag team no sleep. Riding the bench because I didn't voluntarily sign up for the team. I'm the coach's kid. And she faithfully showed up to practice and had the most points every game, often taking her team into overtime, leading them to victory every time. But it's not what you're thinking. She often fouled out because her attitude was atrocious. And once she retired and began coaching, she taught me everything she knew. She was overbearing, super critical, and denied she ever needed help. Her teammates were often frustrated and considered her an egomaniac, but truth be told, this is all she knows. Her mother's 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 mother did the same thing because she had to. But I don't have to. So I'm leaving this trip of guilt early, and I'll go and apologize to my family for burning out and flipping out and clocking out. They don't deserve that. They deserve me, the authentic version that heaven sees. I choose to treat myself with respect so they can too.